Pickaxe.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello!
And welcome to Kirsty and Bryony's Comfort Zone.
I am Kirsty.
And I am Bryony, and we are here to listen to each other's dreams and try to work out what's happening.
What the heck is going on?
What flavor of anxiety do we have this week?
We should mix it up. I think next time I'm going to say, that's Bryony. And I'll do like a jaunty point that no one will be able to see. And then you'll go, and I'm Bryony.
This is Bryony's comfort zone.
Welcome. Kirsty doesn't have dreams. She's been fired.
But you do this week.
I've been having dreams.
She's been doing her homework.
I have. I have actually had more dreams. I've sent you one that I've recorded, but I've had others that I've not recorded. Because they've been falling out of my head a lot. But I remember snippets.
I remember three or four different dreams that I've had that I did not record.
Oh my God.
But so for summary, two of them, one I had last night was a stress dream about Fionn. And then the one I had the night before that was a stress dream about the little hamster that we're fostering. So it's just, that's why I was like, I'll just leave these. I had a dream Fauna, so Fauna is a teeny, teeny, tiny Bobrovsky hamster. He is like the tiniest little guy. But I had a dream that I woke up and I looked at him and he was really like weirdly long, like a ferret hamster. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's happened to him? I've broken the hamster. He's stretched. And I was just freaking out. And I think it's because I did see him recently and I was looking at him like, are you a bit chonky? Have I chonked the hamster? So I've been trying to like cut back on his food a little bit because, yeah, I think I have chonked him a little bit.
No, he's just a little ball, a little weight.
He's very round. But the dream I had about Fifi was like, it was just a bit like of a weird one. I can't really remember what was happening. But it was like at some point I was having to like chase her or something. And I was thinking like, I hope she knows I'm not doing this in a bad way. I hope she knows that I wouldn't harm her or something. I don't know. Like, I can't remember anything else. I just had that feeling of like, oh geez, I'm scaring her and I don't like it. But I wonder if it's because I'm going away this weekend and I'm going to be away from the bunnies and Fauna for like 4 nights. And
yeah, I think you have been stressing about that, haven't you?
Yeah, so I think that's why my dreams are just like, let's just put all the worries in your head right now for
every
the giggles.
Single worry.
But my other dream was about Tim Downey.
Okay.
It wasn't it sort of was a stress dream, but wasn't. It was basically, we were working on this set. He was like, it was a film or a TV show, but he was in it. And The shot was that there was this staircase that was made of wood, but it was on a rail. And he was walking down the staircase as it went itself down other stairs, stairs on stairs, then into this room. And it went round in a big circle round in this room, all whilst he's riding the staircase. And we'd like set up the shot and we were just waiting in between, like whilst, you know, makeup and lighting and everyone was doing their stuff. And I was chatting to him and someone next to me mentioned Baldur's Gate and we immediately made eye contact. And I was like, oh no, he knows I know Baldur's Gate. And like he knows. And then it shifted in that weird dream way to him having known that I watched this show that he was in called Horbert and Norbert, and he played Norbert. And someone was like, who's your favorite character? And I turned around, I looked at him and I was like, Norbert. And he was like,
God.
Oh, and I was like, yeah. And all this time I had been, my lips had felt dry. So I was putting lip balm on and I was just being like, yeah, Norbert. And then I walked away and I caught reflection of myself in the mirror. And it turns out that someone had swapped my lip balm with like a colored one. And I had just been smearing red across my face this entire time. I don't know why I was putting lip balm on in such a haphazard fashion, but I just had it all over my face. And I was like, there's no way he didn't see. And I woke up feeling really embarrassed.
Wow.
So that was my Tim Downey Horbert.
I like
Norbert
how the
dream.
Stress of the Tim Downey episode is still there. Just
yes.
Still thinking about how embarrassing it was and how awkward we were.
Yes. Just being me. It's like every time I play Baldur's Gate now, if I talk to Gail, I have this feeling of like, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for being me.
I won't bother you, Mr. Magic Man.
For context, it's not that it was embarrassing that Tim Downey was on the episode, it's that we were both incredibly stressed to have
yes.
Folklands on and very nervous.
I wish, like, going
so we
back,
were stress streaming the whole time.
Yeah, like I had two Tim Downey dreams in the build up to it, and I was just like, they're gonna know that we're idiots.
You were great. I was just like, blah, 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 blah.
See, I feel the opposite. I feel like you were great, and I was just like, blah, 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 blah.
No, so, no, I thought you were wonderful. Well, maybe we were both wonderful.
Yeah. We're the best.
We're so good.
I feel like I've just been rambling about dreams, but then again, that is the
That's
podcast.
Kind of what we do, to be honest. I could tell you about one of mine, though, if you want.
Yes. Well, I'll quickly say my fourth one that I didn't mention was that I told you it before. It's that I was going out with Dakota John thingy. The woman from 50 Shades of Grey, Madame Webb. Dakota blah, 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 blah.
We were talking about this the other day, weren't we?
Yeah.
Kirby Craft, but we couldn't figure out which one it was.
That was my... It's just we were dating.
Shades
I don't remember anything else. Dakota Johnson, that's the one. Yeah, so we were going out. I think we were just trying to decide where to go for dinner. And that was it. Oh,
there you go.
But I realised I said I had four dreams and only said three. So in case people were there...
Counting.
Like, what's the fourth? Yes. What was it? That was it. My indecision with food was the entire dream. What was yours?
Some of mine, before they fall out of my head. The one last night is on the tippy-tippy tip of falling out of my brain.
Yeah.
But I was somewhere. I don't know where I was, but I was... Oh, it was like a kind of like a school, but not really. It had a little bit of a layout of my senior school, but only in parts. And my head of year was there. I think a couple of people from school were there. I don't really remember what was happening, though. I think we were, like, celebrating something. Like, somebody cracked out the wine at some point. Maybe it was my birthday.
Yeah.
And I had two glasses of wine, and, like, I shared them with someone. I can't remember who. And we were all just having a lovely time.
Aww.
And then at some point, I was like, oh, I'm hungry. I think I have birthday cake in my lunchbox. So it must have been my birthday. So I went to get my lunchbox, and I opened it. And I didn't have birthday cake in it. I just had, like... You know ladies' fingers, like the biscuits you put at the bottom of a trifle?
Yes.
I had those, but they were really tiny. Little. Oh. They were like an inch long, like little ladies' fingers. And I was like, oh, well, that's not birthday cake. The birthday cake must have been yesterday and I must have eaten it all. And then a few other people opened up their lunches as well and just like laid them out on the table. And someone else also had these little biscuits. And I had like a weird how it's made flashback in my brain. And it was like, these are traditional Dutch biscuits made of blah, blah, blah. And then Xylus just materialized and was like, Dutch biscuits. Very good. Love Dutch biscuits. And I was just like, okay, Xylus, thank you. And then I was like, oh, I need to go home, guys. And they were like, oh, you had two glasses of wine, though. You got to be careful. And I was like, oh, it's fine. That was hours ago. Apparently, I'd been there for like 12 hours. And I was like, it's probably worn off by now. I'll be able to drive home. But while I was like doing the rounds to leave, it was like dark and like a lot of the people had left the school or whatever it was at that point. But I was like walking through, just saying goodbye to people who were still there and picking up my stuff. And Mrs. Doubtfire was there, but it wasn't Mrs. Doubtfire. It was like a cosplayer of Mrs. Doubtfire. Because I think I saw that TikTok of like the person from the Empire, like Star Wars, trying to recruit Mrs. Doubtfire. And she's like, oh, yes, dear. So I think that person was in my dream. And then it turned out that Mrs. Doubtfire was going out with my head of year. So that was a whole thing. And my head of year was like playing coy. Because she was very funny. She was great. Her name was Bryony. And yeah, then I was walking through the school. Somebody who I used to work with was there playing like Dark Souls, but they were playing it, I guess, in VR because they were like swinging around and trying to beat this boss, like moving and stuff through the room they were in. But they were getting frustrated. They were like, I can't do it. And then I think I drove home from this place. So that was that. I think there was other stuff. I remember there being trouble getting to my lunchbox, but I don't really remember it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was what happened last night.
See, I wonder if it part of that was because I sent you that hotel room in Lyme Regis late last night. And I wonder if that, because obviously that's where we went for your birthday. And then we were talking about your head of year there. So I wonder if was like, it had one of those like where one memory triggers another memory sort of thing. I wonder if it was something like that.
God, that would have had to have been like super subconscious because I didn't think about that at all. God damn. But that does make sense. I had another dream as well the other day where I was out shopping with Zoe and I think my brother was there. And for some reason we were underground and we had to go up this manhole cover to get to the car. It like came out in the car park. And Zoe climbed up the ladder first and I was climbing up the ladder and I had a rice cooker in my hand. So it was kind of hard to get up the ladder and get the rice cooker out the manhole.
Yeah.
So while I was struggling with that, Zoe got in my car and tried to like move it a bit, I guess to like bring it closer to me. But then Zoe realized that she couldn't drive and started panicking and then just went like buck wild with this car, just like meow, like around the thing, just like, ah, and it was like rolling it and like, bumping into other stuff. Meanwhile, I'm in this manhole with a rice cooker like, Zoe! And then she drove off into the sunset in my car, which had been partially destroyed.
Oh my God.
So that was that. I told Zoe about that one. She found it quite funny.
You've made me remember a certain like genre of dreams that I have. I've not had one in a while, thankfully, but I have these dreams where I've got into a space and I'm scared about getting out again because I suddenly feel really claustrophobic. And I'm always trying to tell myself in the dream, you got in, you can get out, but yeah. I get really scared. It's like I've gone up into like, it's usually if I have to climb a ladder down out of somewhere or if I have to like squeeze through a hole to get out of somewhere. And I'm just like, yeah, those dreams, thankfully, like I say, I've not had one in a while, but they just, you said about your manhole cover, just brought it all back.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like we've talked about like caving and stuff before, right? And like Nutty Putty Cave and like, you know, they went in, but they can get out, and it's that kind of horrible claustrophobic just fear.
Yeah.
Constantly.
And I do genuinely have like a fear of going back down ladders. So
really?
I can go up into our attic, absolutely fine. As soon as I have to look down the ladder to go back down, I'm like, no. And I'm like, I know it's the same thing in reverse, but for some reason, it's really scary.
I know what you mean. It is more stressful going down the ladder, isn't it?
Yeah.
I get it. I get it.
It's like, is it cows that can't walk downstairs? They can only walk upstairs? Or is that horses? I can't remember.
I'm not sure. I've never tested it.
But I would be like those.
I feel like a cow could walk upstairs.
I'd keep going upstairs and then I'd turn around and be like, oh no, what have I done? No. The consequences of my actions.
I'm trying to think if there's another dream that I've forgotten, but it's gone. I think it's long gone.
Well, We do actually have your recorded dream we could listen to.
Oh, true. Oh, I just remembered there is another one, but I can save it until after we've listened to recordings.
Oh, no, 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 just in case it falls out.
Okay, okay, okay. It's more of a spooky one, this last one. See, I've got like a backup of dreams now. Oh. You're welcome, everyone. It's been a long time coming. So I was in my parents' old house, which I dream about often for some reason.
Yeah.
And people kept like, I don't think they were knocking on the door, but they were pulling up outside and trying to steal stuff from my dad's van, like his work van. Like they would pull up, like park their car there, like run along the side, open the door and try and get stuff out. And we kept like, you know, scaring them away, whatever. Or my dad did. And then another group of people did it. And I was like, that's it. So I went outside to scare them away. And they all turned to me and it was just like four men with no face, just like staring at me. Like completely blank face, like just skin.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And I couldn't scare them away because they scared me. And that's all I remember. But yeah, that was freaky.
It's like, you know, when they say that thing about like if you... Oh, what is it? It's like if you're ever in a dream and you realize you're in a dream, people in the dream that are like background people will suddenly turn to you or something. I've never had it happen, but I've
heard a lot of it.
Yeah, because apparently that's why they put it in like Inception, because it's like a thing that people have like commonly had happen in their dreams, that it's like all of a sudden they sense there's an intruder and they're like, get out of the dream sort of thing. So yeah,
that's so weird.
Reminds me of that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna search dreaming of someone with no face, because that feels significant.
Yeah.
Oh, it just says it may leave you feeling unsettled.
Yes, it did. Yeah.
This dream could symbolize a fear of the unknown, or this is interesting, a sense of detachment from others. Because the other day, you said that you were worried. You know when you get that feeling about like worrying you've annoyed people?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I wonder if, like, obviously if someone doesn't have a face, you can't read how they're feeling. I wonder if it's because of that.
Oh my God. We're getting real. My goodness. Yeah,
because
maybe.
I read this thing the other day. This is completely unrelated, but sort of related. That... it was about the reasons why a lot of dogs are uncomfortable around huskies, because it's stuff about how their facial markings imitate things about other dogs that would show that they're annoyed. So other dogs tend to find huskies hard to read.
They get the angry eyebrows.
Yes. So, I mean, that's nothing to do with your dream, but it just reminded me.
That's really interesting. I like that. Yeah, no, I have been feeling a lot like that lately. I think it's something to do with maybe like the meds, because like, you know, the whole thing, one of the things with ADHD is like the rejection sensitivity, right?
Yeah.
And having not been on them for a few weeks, I found that, yeah, even the smallest thing, I'm like, oh no, are they mad at me? Did I do something? Oh no. And so people, bless you, have had to deal with me going, are you mad at me? Did I do something? And I'm so sorry to all of my long-suffering friends.
I mean, in a way, it's quite, I mean, not for you, but it's quite nice because, like, I like being able to reassure you and just being like, because I guess maybe every day we should just check in and be like, you annoyed? Nope, good. If you could do that
nice
with everyone.
Set the record straight.
Yeah, it'd just be handy. We could all do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm the same. I'm like, I find that more and more and more, you would have thought I'd grow out of it, but no, it keeps getting worse. After I've had any sort of social interaction, I feel like, not bad, but...
drained.
Yes, so drained. Yep. And like everything I said was the dumbest thing I could have said, and everything I did, and everyone's annoyed at me, and I keep feeling that way. And because I've had like quite a few social things recently, I find myself doing that thing of like, I'll get home and I would literally just lie on the floor under a blanket and just be like,
yep. Yeah, it's like people that have been saying to me about like the meds and stuff, like, oh, have you, you know, felt a big difference? And I said, the main difference is that I have to sleep so much more when I'm not on them. Like, yeah. I find that I just get worn out and I like, I'm up for 3 hours and then I'm like, right, time to nap. And it's really bad. But yeah, there's like this just social battery that is just very empty all the time. And even if I'm doing much, like, I'm just like, I just need a moment under a blanket. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the same, especially when it comes to like social things.
I saw this pin badge the other day that was like a little, it had like a little slot in the middle with a little lightning symbol that you could move, and it was meant to represent your social battery. So if you're like, it had like different faces along the top and it went from green to red. So if you're feeling a bit drained, you can put it to red and people know not to bother you too much, or put it to the other side sort of thing. But I was like, imagine if you're talking to someone and halfway through they just adjust their pin. They're just like, you are doing me in right now. Put it down, two faces.
Ooh, sorry.
As you're walking away, you just see them sliding all the way across.
Oh my God. It's a bit of a tenuous link, really, but one of the only places where I find that my social battery does not get drained is when I'm at Comic-Con. I am like full energy the whole time.
Oh, that's good.
I love it. They're like, yeah, but that reminded me of that because people have said to me, like, how can you like be there all day, like walking around and, you know, talking to people and stuff? And I'm like, just because I love it. I love it so much. And it's so exciting. And it's coming up to Comic-Con season now. And I'm like, I need to go. I want to go to Comic-Con.
Aww.
I want to go so much.
That's nice. It was like, I guess it can be like with different people as well. Because even if you're doing something fairly relaxed, I find it can be quite draining.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like there's two friends of mine who I saw the other day who, because like, say they're sort of like the same as you. All we do is like sit under blankets and talk absolute nonsense. And it's just such like brain off conversation in a good way that I'm like, I don't find it draining at all.
Yeah.
Whereas like other things, even if I'm just like, just sat watching a film or something, I can be like, oh, because you just have to be that bit more on.
Yeah, sometimes like you feel like you have to host, right?
Yeah.
I had that the other day, like when it was my nan's birthday, right? And she wanted a roast dinner for her birthday, but there were so many of us that we had it at my cousin's house instead of like going out for a meal. And I was sitting there eating my roast dinner on this huge table, and I just had this sinking feeling of just, there are so many people around me.
Yeah.
They are all looking at me, even though they're not, and I have to interact with all of these people. And immediately I was just like, I am very uncomfortable.
Oh, this reminds me that I made the mistake of going into town on 4:20. Just to get the bus, but it, like, Bristol was the most busy I have ever seen it. Like, even in Christmas peak shopping time, I've never seen it so busy. It was mad. And I was trying so hard not to, like, I was on the phone to Alex and I was trying so hard not to disassociate. My mind was off. I was like, I'm surrounded by people. I will see you later. I'm floating away. I was just trying so hard to be like,
goodbye,
stay present. But I was just, it's just something about the environment that I'm just like, okay, see ya.
See ya.
I'll reconnect with my body when you're in a nicer place. Bye-bye.
My gosh.
Oh, my God.
Being outside is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to hear a dream that I have absolutely no memory of?
Yes.
I do not know what this is. All I remember about this dream is when I recorded it, I was so tired and so out of it that I remember waking up again and being like, did I really record this? There's a recording, so I guess I did. So it might be absolutely nonsensical. I do not know.
I can't wait.
Okay, let's go. Okay.
Three, two, one, go.
Cool.
I had a dream that my friend had lost her cat, but it was like a giant, like, Beast of Bodmin Moor black cat. And we were going out looking for them down this particular street that I think they'd been spotted on. And all I remember was there were so many tarantulas on the floor. I think I was walking along barefoot. I just had like tights on or something. I was so worried I was going to accidentally like rush my foot on a hairy tarantula. And we got to the road. We were walking along with two like older ladies and I had let them go first. I think they were a bit miffed about it, but I was like, I don't know what the cat looks like. And then this like big black cat came along, but they were like, no, that's a dog, that's a dog. And it was like panting like a dog. I was like, oh yeah, I see now. And then we were just like carrying on walking. The only other thing I remember is that in the story, I was meant to have like left a yellow scooter around someone's house and they'd got rid of it. And I was like, oh, I would have fixed it, or like someone else could have fixed it. It would have been fine. But yeah, that's all I remember, other than I woke up thinking about ravioli. But yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I have no memory of any of that.
Oh my God.
That was a wild ride even for me.
That was a wild ride. So you were looking for a cat and then you found a dog. And then there was a yellow scooter.
There were two ladies who I don't know if it was meant to be their cat, or I don't know if they were part of it. Something, something, ravioli.
Something, something, ravioli.
Oh my gosh.
Interesting. I'm going to have to look up Beast of Bodmin because I've heard it so many times, but is it a cryptid?
I think it's just like a big black
famous
cat.
Famous legendary creature that stalks the Bodmin Moor in Cornwall.
Yeah.
A large cat. There used to be one of those in Hertfordshire. I thought.
Oh.
Big cat, Hertfordshire. Mysterious big cats of Hertfordshire, where you can report big cat sightings.
Oh!
witness stories. Hang on. Let's see. I've never seen anything like it before or since. It might not be of help to you because it's an old sighting, but I'm convinced I saw a big cat about 8 years ago in Abbots Langley. I was dropping a friend home and parked outside his house facing the wooded area at the side of the road. It was late evening, so dark. And in the car headlights, we both saw what appeared to be a big cat about 10 metres away standing in the pathway to the woods. It was much bigger than an average dog or of any deer species found in the area. It hung around for a few seconds, then moved off. And me and my friend were too nervous to get out of the car straight away. Wow. There you go.
Remember that time where people thought that there was like an escaped tiger and it turned out to be a cuddly toy that someone had like left?
Oh my God.
Outside their house or something. There are all these sightings of it.
Jeez. I vaguely remember that.
Oh, I looked up what do dreams of big cats mean.
Uh-huh.
It says there are themes of survival, power, cunning, and ferocity to pay attention to. Whether it's a lion, tiger, leopard, panther, or jaguar, a wild cat could suggest that you're feeling in a dangerous place, but that any difficulties can be overcome with courage and a roar. You need to face your fears. Rawr.
Rawr.
I don't know what my fears are that I would need to face. Wasps?
Oh yeah, wasps are horrible.
Hey, do you like role-playing games? Well, you should check out Mystery Quest. It's an actual play podcast where we focus on all kinds of indie TTRPGs with a rolling cast of special guests. You can find us anywhere where you get your podcasts. I'll see you there.
I'm trying to think, when was this? This was 10 days ago.
Yeah.
I dated the podcast. Oh, no.
Whoops. Whoopsie.
I just don't. I have just absolutely no idea.
Yeah. It sounds like it's very much like one of my dreams where it's just like, blah, blah, blah. Here's some stuff.
Yeah.
Here's a cat and maybe a dog and a scooter and also ravioli for breakfast.
Ravioli. I keep having these things where, oh, there was something that happened the other day, but I can't remember what it was. You know when you wake up with a feeling of like, oh, I've just thought up this new thing, or I've just had a big realization, and then I forgot what it was. I keep having that feeling when I wake up of like, aha! And then I'm like,
I thought of something so important, but it's gone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that day's one was ravioli.
I have that quite often where I think like, I tell you when I get it. I get it before I fall asleep. When I'm falling asleep, I usually, and sorry, Rhythian, Pathfinder reference. I usually think about Pathfinder. I usually think about like what might happen in the next session or like how my character would react if so-and-so happened and what they would say. And the amount of times I've thought of these incredible like monologues and then I fall asleep and they're gone. And then the session comes and I'm just like, bleh. But yeah, that's what I get. Like my big like inventions and stuff, they're always just as I'm falling asleep and then they immediately disappear. And I never think about them again until the next evening when I'm like, should have remembered that. Oh, well.
Oh, I remember what mine was the other day. I woke up. Okay, first of all, this is not a true thing. So this is not real. This was just dreamy, like sleepy me waking up. The first thought I had when I woke up was, oh, the reason why through and so do not rhyme is because through is from Germanic and tho is from French. And that was my big like, aha, I've cracked it, everyone. I've Woo-hoo! Done it. But I think they're both Germanic origin. I don't think that's actually true.
Through is Germanic and though is Germanic. Yeah.
So my big dream realization was not. But it made, nuts. Like when I woke up, I was so excited about it. I was like, I've heckin' done it, everyone.
She's cracked it.
This is why we don't say thu and through and so throw.
Thu, through, throw. Oh, old but, English yeah. Thea of Germanic origin related to Dutch and German doch, superseded in Middle English by tho and thou, and then through related to the Dutch door and German dirch.
Oh.
There we go.
There you go.
Yeah.
So my dream realization was nothing.
It was incorrect.
Yes. Oh. I don't know if there's much to gain from this dream. I enjoyed listening to it.
What about the colour yellow? Because the scooter was particularly yellow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is that usually like happiness and sunshine? And
yeah,
I'm trying to think if there's anything. So for context, I am definitely one of those people. No one will be surprised by this. I'm definitely one of those people who keeps things because I have the intention of fixing them or the intention of using them at some point in the future. And so it doesn't surprise me that I was annoyed, like, no, don't get rid of the broken yellow scooter. I would have fixed that. I could have used it because that is what my entire bedroom is like.
Same. My entire flat. The whole thing.
Yeah.
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 I was thinking this as well. I got sent a board game by Big Potato. And it came in this box that was full of like, not confetti, but you know, like, you know when you, I don't know if you ever did it at school, where you would take a long piece of paper and fold it like just over on itself over and over again till you had like a spring almost.
Yeah.
Yeah, the pieces of paper were like that, but very tiny. You wouldn't call that confetti, but it was like that, and it was all colourful, and I was like, I could use this to pack a present. So when my mum was here, she was like, oh, do you need this box anymore? I was like, oh, no, that can go, but I want to keep the confetti inside. So I was like, I have to find a shopping bag to put the confetti in because when it's someone's birthday, I might use it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I might have a problem.
Well, it's like, it was my friend's birthday the other day and I was like, I don't want to, like, I don't like wrapping presents, but I like putting things in gift bags because then they reuse the gift bag and all of that stuff. But a few months ago, past me decided where was a really good place for gift bags to be kept, and I don't know where it is because current me doesn't think the same way as me 2 months ago. Yeah. So I was like, I would have put it in my bedside drawer because that's the logical place, wasn't in there. So I was like, where would I have thought it would go?
Who knows? I'm like that. There's just gift bags everywhere. And at one point there were some in my kitchen cupboard, like with the plates. I don't know why, but they were just in there.
Yeah. That was the other place I checked, was then the cupboard in the kitchen next to the oven. Because it's what I like to call the seasonal slash might come in handy cupboard. So that's where I keep all my ribbons because they might come in handy.
I have a bag that's like exclusively ribbons and old Christmas cards for when I wrap Christmas presents. And that bag just sort of floats around my flat. I think it's actually in my car at the moment for some reason. And every Christmas I'm like, right, where's the bag? I need it. And if I find any ribbons and stuff, I aim to put them in there. But now it's in my car, it's all gone tits up.
Well, it's like the other day, I looked across at my bedside table and it had two pairs of blue scissors on it. Firstly, I didn't really know I had two pairs of my blue scissors, but I guess I do. Secondly, I have no idea why they were on my bedside table. I've been looking for them in other places and I'm like, where are they? I don't know. But somehow they have both come together and are upon my bedside table. And I'm like, why?
I like the idea that you've just had a pair of blue scissors for ages and like you'll find them and use them and like, ah, oh, great. And now they've met and it's like, I've had two this whole time.
I've done the same with fountain pens. I lost my Parker pen that I love so much. It's like, it's a really cheap Parker pen. It's not one of the fancy ones. Mm-hmm. And then I lost it and I was like, do you know what? This is the only fountain pen I feel comfortable writing with. I'm just going to buy a new one. So I bought a new one and I put it in this pen pot that I forced myself to have to be organized. And then I went to take it out and the other one was in there. And I was like, how long have you been there? And how could I not find you? How long have I been using interchangeable pens for and not know?
Oh my God.
But now I have two, I guess.
Yeah.
Yay. Yeah. Yay. I had such an ADHD moment the other day where I was about to do my bunny stream and the doorbell went. So I put my phone on the arm of the chair and I went out and got the door, but I didn't realize my phone had then like slipped down into the cushions of the sofa. But to me, I walked back into the room and I was like, I just put it there. I know I just put it there. And then I was like, but did I? So I was just walking around everywhere like, where else would I have put my phone? But to be fair, I had put it where I thought I had. It had just moved itself. Oh. But I do that all the time where I'll be like, it's in my hand. It's in my hand. Where is it? Oh, geez. It's gone.
I'm like hyper aware of like things. The thing that recently has been, I think Riddhi and might have said it on one of our streams. Like if it was because of the to-do list in Stardew, that was it. And like how we just tuned it out, right? And we just didn't see it. And the same thing happened when I was playing Bloodborne. Like when you pick up an item in a Souls-like, it stays on the screen until you press X to get rid of the notification. And Rhythian was watching my VOD and I picked something up and that notification was there for a good, I don't even know how long. And Rhythian was just, he just messaged me and was like, I could tell you have ADHD. I was like, huh? It's like I'm watching your VOD and the notification that you picked up whatever, some bullets, is just there and she's not getting rid of it. I'm like, oh, I don't see that. It's just there. So now I'm like hyper aware when I'm playing, like I look and I'm like, oh, there's a notification there. I must have picked something up at some point. I better get rid of it.
See, I'm trying to be better because like when I played, like because of, again, Rhythian telling me that I had had the Power Wash Sim tutorial on my screen for like 80 hours that. Or however I did long too. I'd played the game.
Yep.
So now I think mine's really probably still there. I try and step back for a moment and look at the screen before asking, like, how do I do this? But then I was playing the first Mass Effect and I was in the little Mako car thing. Yeah. And I was looking at the screen and I was like, this isn't just me. There's literally no instructions on this screen.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's no UI. There's no indicator as to what might happen, what I should do.
And then people are like, why isn't she firing rockets?
Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't know I had rockets. But yeah, I do try and actually like take a while to look at the screen now. Yeah.
It's like there was another thing the other day. Like we were playing a tutorial for a game called Solium Infernum.
Yeah.
And we had to play the tutorial just before a recording. And I was playing this tutorial and the way that the game map works is that it just wraps around. So you can go right to go to a destination and or you can go left to go to a destination. And you'll end up in the same place because the world is so small and it's just like a sphere. So it kept telling me to go to this one particular point and capture it. So I just kept going left. And the NPCs would like block off the left side before I got a chance to get there. So for about an hour and a half, I was like, how the hell am I supposed to do this? I can't get past these NPCs because you can't like enter their square until you've done like some diplomacy and declared war to them and stuff. So it's, you just can't do it. If they block them off, then you're done. And I messaged Rhythian and I'm like, I've been on this part of the tutorial for about an hour and a half and I just can't get past these buggers. And then I looked at the map and I could have gone right the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're like 10 minutes into the tutorial and it's like an hour long.
See, I had this with Blumen. What's it called? What's the classic space game with you get the actual like controller that you can use and you can do it in VR?
Elite Dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah.
I struggled on that tutorial. It was partially because it was confusing, partially because I was having that real don't tell me what to do, I'm not going to do it, like stubbornness. But I played that tutorial for over 2 hours and then I couldn't refund the game.
Oh,
and I was like, I'm never playing this again. I've just paid like £50 to be angry for over 2 hours.
We should just play Elite Dangerous and just do it really badly. I've wanted to play Elite Dangerous again for so long because I played it with like Trot and that, like when you played it, I assume. And God, I really enjoyed it, but I haven't gone back to it because I know that I would have forgotten everything. And I'm like, I don't want to go through that whole rigmarole of how do I play this again. So I just haven't.
It was just me like flying up to a planet, going too quick, going past it, turning around, doing the same.
Yeah.
3 hours later.
Oh, I really, really, really enjoyed Elite Dangerous. It was just really chill. Just
well, that's the thing. The part of it I enjoyed was just flying around space, having the... Sorry, the reason I keep pausing when I say space is because I recently watched that Tim Curry thing where he's like, space!
Space!
And I keep trying to not say it like that. But I keep on, like, every time I say space now, I'm like, spice.
Spice.
I saw a thing recently where it was all of the dubbed versions of it, of him saying it in, like, Italian, French. It's so good.
Oh, my God.
But yes, I just enjoyed flying around spice and
spice.
Just having, like, the headset on and the little control, and that feels cool. But then any time that I had to, like, land or get out, I was like, oh no, I hate it now.
Oh boy.
Just let me fly around.
I get that, because there was a thing in that, right, where you could just go to different galaxies and like scan them and then just sell the info, right? And that was like my favorite thing to do. It's just like, I'm just exploring.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Good times.
Let's play Elite Dangerous.
Shall we listen to your dream and then play Elite Dangerous?
Okay. I can't remember what's in this dream. If I've already said it as one of my brain dreams, then sorry, but I don't think I did. I think this is something different, but I completely forget what it is.
Oh.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello. I had a dream that I was in some sort of
service station, like a, we were on a journey and we'd stopped there for, it wasn't. It was like airport security. That's what it was. We were lining up with our bags, but it was also like a service station. We were lining up with our bags and like getting them checked. And it was like, oh, now they've been checked, we can like buy stuff and just put them in the bags. Like we don't have to worry about them going through security. So we were looking at just the stuff that we could buy. And there was just, there was like a wall of photos, I think. It might have been like all the pictures on my phone, but like laid out on the wall. And there was one of my brother where his nose looked really big and I couldn't find it. And I was like, where is it? There's a picture of you with the nose. And I thought that he had deleted it. So we were shopping around in this service station. My mum and my auntie were there. And they found some perfume. And it was like Xenos perfume from Final Fantasy XIV. And mum took it out of the box and it just had the most awful bottle. It was just like clear plastic with purple glitter in like a capsule shape. And they were like, oh, it's so good. And I was like, it doesn't look anything like Xenos. If they'd like done a better bottle, I might have been interested. And then my auntie pulled out like this great big like dome shaped thing that comes with the perfume. It was also clear with purple plastic, purple glitter. And it had like a thing that you put your face in and it swirled around and it sprayed the perfume on you as it like washed your face or something. And they were like, whoa, it's so good. And I was like, that's really weird. And I was like, it looks like a dodgy sex toy. And then like my auntie and my mum are laughing like, ha ha ha. And then they call over to Cat Strike, who's in the lobby as well. And they're like, Cat, look at this. Is this like a sex toy? Ha ha ha. And it's like, oh my God, what are you doing? Shut up. Anyway, I carry on shopping. And I look and they have like a cabinet with some baked goods in it. And they had some bread pudding in there. And I was like, oh my God, I could really go for some bread pudding. I love bread pudding. So I went to the till. It was quite busy. So I waited my turn. And eventually I got there and I was like, can I have some bread pudding, please? Two pieces of bread pudding so I can take them on the plane with me and share them. And the guy couldn't hear me. He was like, huh? What? Can you spell it? And I'm like, bread pudding, brown sugar, B-R-O-W-N, sugar. And he's like, I can't have a look. Well, no, actually, I said to him, could you go and look, please? Just, I'll just wait here. Like, I had someone else in the queue from work, I think. And it was like, she'll look after the thing, don't worry. And then he was like, I don't know if she will, she doesn't like me, because he was mean to her or something. Like, she was the customer before and he was mean to her. But anyway, he went to look for my bread pudding and he came back and he was like, I can't find it. And I was like, are you joking? It's right there. So I went and looked and somebody had bought all of the bread pudding and they had restocked it with bread and butter pudding. And I was very upset and I was like, well, now what? I was like, well, I could get some bread and butter pudding, but it's not as good, is it? And that was it. The end.
There you go. That's my dream.
Such a British dream.
I never got my bread pudding.
Aww. I like that we both had food dreams today.
Yeah.
Oh, ravioli dear. With a bread pudding dessert.
Yeah, I never got my bread pudding, crying.
We're dreaming about, we need to dream about weird food so we can get on Somni Gastronomy subreddit.
Oh my god,
we're just having all these like basic already existent food dreams.
I'll just post on there. I had a dream about bread pudding.
Someone make me bread pudding, thank you.
Please send bread pudding. I think that might have come from my mum was down and we went to the shops. In real life, this isn't a dream.
Yeah.
And it was because we were off to pick up Tabs because he had to stay at the vet for a couple of days because he had a big problem with his pisser. And he was getting picked up at like, I don't know, 5:30. So we went to town beforehand and we were like, oh, we'll just go and look at all the shops and the charity shops and stuff. And while we were there, I was like, oh, I could get some bread pudding. And I was looking because they had they have a Greggs and they have like a local bakery as well. They don't have a Simmons though, because Simmons usually does do bread pudding, but they don't have a Simmons there.
Yeah.
And so I was looking in all these shops and they didn't have any bloody bread pudding.
Oh.
So, you know, the dream became true, but they didn't have any bread and butter pudding either. So
your search continued into the dreamscape.
Yeah. I know that if I go to Simmons, I'll be able to get it, but that's long effort.
For anyone not from Hertfordshire, Simmons is a Hertfordshire-only bakery chain.
Exactly, yeah. Greg's often does bread pudding as well, but this time they didn't have it. And their bread pudding is actually quite good. For anyone who doesn't know what bread pudding is as well.
Or Greg's.
Bread pudding is it's a tray bake that is made with bread, like leftover bread, I guess, raisins,
pudding,
eggs, brown sugar. And it's like very squidgy and sugary and raisiny. And it's just so nice. And my mum makes really nice bread pudding and I love it.
Stodgy and wholesome.
Yes, it's stodgy and wholesome. And it's I think it's quite an old fashioned thing really, isn't it? But they do it in Greggs sometimes, and they definitely do it in Simmons. And if I ever see it when I'm out and about, I'm like, hell yeah, it's bread pudding time, baby.
It does sort of have that feeling of like things that you might have in the times of rationing or something like that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, the bread's gone stale, better make bread and butter pudding or bread pudding. Bread and butter pudding is something different, which is the thing that my bread pudding was replaced with in my dream. Bread and butter pudding is you take bread, probably stale bread, you butter it, you put it in a dish and you cover it with raisins like nutmeg, cinnamon and like a custard, and then you bake it, and that's bread and butter pudding. And that's more of a take it out with a spoon and put it in a bowl and eat it. Whereas bread pudding is a tray bake that you cut like brownies.
It is a lot older than that. It was bread pudding originated with 11th century English cooks who repurposed leftover stale bread.
I bet they put bloody suet in it. Blech.
In the following centuries,
suet in everything.
In the following centuries, the dish became known as poor man's pudding.
Oh.
Because of the scarcity of food at the time.
Well, it's still delicious.
And then
it's so good.
It was in the 18th century English cookbook, The Complete Housewife.
Oh,
with the arrival of the first settlers in 13 English colonies in America, bread pudding became popular in the colonies and later in the United States.
Oh, really? There you go.
So there you go.
I bet it's not anymore.
Seems to have like quite a few different varieties. There's like a whole section of regional variations. I tried to say it in the same tone as varieties and I was like, variety.
It feels like so many like old British desserts are just suet and currants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Suet is so grim. Get rid of it. Don't put it in anything. But like stuff like bread pudding and spotted dick, you know, it's all the same.
Oh my gosh, spotted dick.
Spotted dick.
Not thought about spotted dick for a while. Until today.
My dick is so much better without suet in it. I'm going to say it. Hot take.
I mean, for me, like, obviously I wouldn't have suet. But
yeah, no, of course.
I think of suet as being like a bird food rather than a people food now.
Yeah. Years ago, I made a batch of spotted dick because my uncle is very, like, particular. He's very picky with his food, but I know that he liked that. So, like, we had a family gathering and, like, I was like, oh, I'll make this and take that and, like, a few people eat it. But I used suet. Like, I used a proper, like, old school recipe with suet and it just tasted like beef. The whole thing tasted like beef. And it's like, why do people like this? This is horrible. Why do you want your pudding to taste like beef? Why in this day and age when you don't have to use suet would you opt to use suet?
Yeah. Apparently it's sometimes known as spotted dog as well.
What, really? Oh, I've never heard
also
that.
Says in late 19th century Huddersfield, for instance, a glossary of local terms described dick, plain pudding, if treacle sauce, treacle dick.
Love a bit of treacle dick, B.
No, I'll just have plain dick today, so hold the treacle. Treacle.
Hold the treacle, treacle.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my God.
I have completely forgotten the rest of your dream because I've now made myself so hungry.
The only other part, really, was my mum and my auntie trying to embarrass me in this.
Yeah,
thing. They had like the Zeno's perfume and then they had the weird thing that I was like, that looks like a weird sex. It didn't at all.
It reminds like, me, yeah. Have you ever done the quiz that's like dog toy or sex toy?
No.
It's you think it's gonna be quite easy and then you look at it and you're like, I genuinely don't know.
Right, I found one. Okay.
There's a quiz to do off stream.
Yeah, there's a quiz to do on stream.
But when you were saying about that bit of the dream, that's all I could think of is just like, I'm thinking of something that maybe it's a dog toy, but you don't know.
I found a blog called The Dog Snobs and they have a post called Sex Toy or Dog Toy Saturday.
they do it every week. Supplement.
This is one for the Patreon.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Well, I guess actually, now that's come up, Kirsty and I have been talking about starting a Patreon for Comfort Zone. So today's little homework for you all is if you put in the comments anything you would like to see from such a thing, if you have any ideas for, I mean, we've got ideas, but we're also open to other ideas.
We've got lots of ideas.
None relevant and all about food.
Yeah. First is bread pudding recipe.
Yay! Oh, just the monthly recipes.
Yeah, if we have a food dream, we can just put recipe up.
Yeah. I could make ravioli from a packet of ravioli because I'm lazy.
I tell you what is good in ravioli. You know your Wellington that you make at Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you
one.
Know the mushrooms around the edge?
Yeah.
I can't remember what the word is for it, but that.
Duxel.
That one. Oh. That in ravioli is really nice.
Oh.
Yeah, that is delicious. I had loads of leftover mushrooms once and I made some and then I was like, oh, this would be good in a pasta. So I made pasta from scratch and I put that in it and oh, it was very good.
Ooh, I do bloody love mushrooms as well.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry right now.
Yeah. Well, we have to go do Kirby Craft in 40 minutes, 35 minutes. So we should probably...
True. But yes, goodbye. In the comments, let us know if you have any ideas for if there's anything... you would like to see anything you'd be willing to throw money at us for. Let us know.
Yeah, we've got lots of big ideas for upcoming episodes. So yeah, like if you have any more, please let us know.
Yay! Well, thank you, Kirsty, for a lovely chat as always.
Thank you, Bryony.
And until next time, keep dreaming, everyone. That's how I sounded so passive aggressive.
Keep dreaming or else.
Until next time, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.